Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host, Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guest this week, Wally Keeler, Coburg poet, blogger, and video maker. So, Wally, a large part of your work involves the People's Republic of Poetry. What is it?
It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
And it's a state of mind that's popularly known as the imagination. And what the People's Republic of Poetry is, that state of mind, it is a nation made up entirely of imagination.
Okay. So, tell us how you got started with this and what its present aims are.
It first started out as wanting to play with technology, various technology.
Yeah.
And so the first year and a half, it expressed itself through computers and manifestations, poetic. And somewhere along the line, as one journalist had written, the RCMP wanted to play, and they could not distinguish the difference between fact and fiction. So they started to intercept mail, and they did other kind of interesting things. I thought I had a bad year, but it was them doing dirty tricks. All of that got exposed into the House of Commons, and it went on for a few years. There was a Royal Commission of Inquiry. They had wiretaps on my phone. And back in those days, I could have wiretaps on their phones. So that was part of the policy of Little Brother Watches Back. So it was basically a satire.
So was this all because they didn't understand computers?
Yeah. Yeah, and they were intercepting mail, and we knew that the mail was missing, so we set up a little booby trap, and if they properly investigated, they would follow up the information in the intercepted card, which they did. And lo and behold, there we are. Click, click, cameras and the whole setup. This is in the 70s. You're busted. It comes from the assumption that I am the state, too. You know, I'm an individual. I'm, you know, Wally Keeler. But we played with the satire. So that's when I decided to use my social insurance number as my neighbor. I published under that social insurance number. I published under People's Republic of Poetry. And there was the Poet Bureau, the Poetariat, the Creative Intelligence Agency, the Federal Bureau of Inspiration. And there were different artists in Canada who fulfilled those roles. Like they were photographers and whatnot. And I would create a scene and they would implement it. For instance, one of the poetic events we did was 1976, the opening day to the public of the CN Tower. So we went down there with about 20 people, all dressed in white, and we put down chrome prayer mats, and we got on our knees, and we started to worship the tower by chanting the word on. So we were there, and then along comes CTV News crew, and they want to talk to us, but everybody has a stock reply as our policy, I'm at liberty not to say. Huh? What do you mean you're not at liberty? No. We're at liberty not to say. And that leaves it up to the media to explain what they witness. And while we do that, down comes security, put us under detention, call in the police, escort us off the property, and we leave because we're just doing that.
You're just good boys.
And yes. We go home, we have a party, and we watch ourselves on national news.
So how did they interpret it?
Oh, they said, this group is opposed to technology and all that sort of thing. And I thought, well, it's the opposite of what we tried. We were just satirizing it. But when the media makes something up, you go with it, and then that becomes the truth thereon.
It's almost, are you sure it's not all a story?
It is a story. It's a narrative, you know. It continues.
It's more than imagination.
It's true. The People's Republic of Poetry has given me an extended metaphor that can go in any number of directions.
Right.
Poets all through history referred to the Greek gods, Roman gods, or gods, and our secular god now is the state. You know, It determines all these factors. So I satirize, and whatever the state does, well, okay.
So how did the People's Republic of Poetry get involved with artists and poets in Eastern Europe?
Oh, that part of the connection is interesting. Because when I was doing this stuff here, as I was describing here in Canada, and especially the RCMP stuff, the metaphor meant that I was able to get in touch with an artist in England. He calls himself Genesis Porridge, and he runs the Ministry of Antisocial Insecurity. There was Grupo Texto Poetico in Valencia, Spain, the Bureau della Poesia in Warsaw, Poland. There are all these groups of conceptual artists as part of the male art thing, Eternal Network. So we communicated, and they became part of this enlarged imagination. And interestingly, the people in Eastern Europe appreciated my satire much better. So that what happened when they started to puck in, martial law came down in Poland, and down came the wall in communications, and I got myself a letter from one Polish poet, and on that envelope was the word Ozencerowano. So I went and got that word, and a rubber stamp was made. That word means this has been censored. So I got a rubber stamp, made my rubber stamp on five different envelopes, mailed it to phony addresses in Poland. They all came back unopened, so I knew it worked. It works on the principle of Yvonne in the post office. What's this doing here? This has already been censored. So it just bypasses the department. So that's how I started smuggling stuff in through the mail system. I went over there, met them. Being born and raised here, I'm not Jewish, I'm not any kind of minority, so I have enormous privilege with that Canadian passport. Doesn't make me immune, but it did give me an edge on how to behave when I went over to these communist countries to meet these people eventually. Mm. And that was exhilarating.
So now you make many video clips and put them on YouTube. And what do you like about this art form? Has it sort of melded with the poetry, or is it a separate thing?
Everything was a blurred line to me. Everything fits in. If, for example, I'm going out and making snow angels or colored snow angels in the snow, it's one thing to say, oh, they should be colored. Oh, it's another thing. Wonder what kind of story I can weave around that. Oh, children, can you come over here to this area and make a couple of broken snow angels? What do you mean broken? Well, do everything, but don't do the one arm for a wing. There, it's broken. What do you do that for? Well, you can make up a narrative of broken angels. How did it get broken? Did it fall from the tree? And all of this sort of thing. So it starts to weave in, and I make up that there's going to be a rhyme scheme investigators from the People's Republic of Poetry to investigate this phenomenon. So it just becomes storytelling with that. So you act it out, you write it out, and all of it melds together.
So what do you consider the People's Republic of Poetry's greatest achievement?
Wow, yeah. The greatest experience is that it has continued to flourish and expand, because I'd got a placard with the mayor holding a placard that said, you can support this policy, can't you? Because I was going to take a picture of him. Well, what is it? Expand the imagination. Yeah, okay. So I got a picture of the mayor holding, you know, expand the imagination or deregulate the imagination. The fact that I can come to my hometown and be able to speak to people and go out and color snow and do things. There's a sense of community now, and it's nice because many of the people I grew up with and played with are in different positions in the town and in public works and whatnot. And if I ask, could you wait 5 minutes so I can put down the word mediocrity in the snow on the path? Yeah, so I can take a video of you come down and to plow it out. Well, what for? Well, I'm going to accumulate these that, well, make a video that Cobourg is the only poem town in Canada that cleans up for poetry by cleaning up doggerel, mediocrity, drag from the street. So you just make up stuff. So, yeah, it's accepted that way.
And you got a big audience for your YouTube videos?
Recently, yes.
Good.
Just three videos I made, two for Cobourg, one for Port Hope. The trilogy's done, I don't think. And quite simply, it's just a matter of, well, what would you do? We put the camera on the windshield, and we drove from Port Hope downtown Cobourg and through down Division Street and set it to music, and then also applied all kinds of interesting little techniques to it that poeticized it or made it poetical of a nature.
I like the coloring of the Port Hope one.
Yes,
that was
I did stuff in that video I'd never done before, but just the fact that, oh, the song itself, Radioactive, you play up on that, so it meant I could, and I, maybe. I don't live there.
Maybe. So how about reading us some more of your work?
Yeah, this is a fun one. This is a nice one. It's called Stoned in Coburg, Again. 2008, I occupied space on Pizza Palace patio across from Coburg District Collegiate Institute West, where, in 1966, I occupied space in grade 12 history class, chin cupped in hand like a soft-boiled egg, and nothing on the blackboard worth deflecting my interest from the housefly frantic for escape out the window. She sneaked up on me. The teacher, I mean. Ambushed my preoccupation. "Well, Wally, it seems you're not with us. Are you stoned on something?" "Excuse me, ma'am, I'm not on drugs. I'm on poetry." So, against the advice of guidance counselors, I failed to graduate, preferring the business of trafficking in poetry. Fool time. Permanent.
I remember those days. I was teaching then.
Oh, were you?
Many, many thanks, Wally. We've been talking with video artist and poet Wally Keeler. So where can people buy your work? Can they buy this in local stores?
They can look up Wally Keeler. If you throw Wally Keeler into Google, all kinds of stuff comes up.
Okay. Now,
video and whatnot.
So, and they can find your videos on YouTube.
Yes, I have my own channel, Wally Keeler.
Okay.
And that'll bring up, there's over 500 videos in there. And matter of fact, I would say that's quite a catalog of Canadian poets reading their stuff from all the different venues in Coburg in the last 4 years.
Goodness, that's really a collection, 500, my. And listeners, if you'd like to connect with us and make comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs, please leave your comment at our website, wordonthehills.com. If you've missed a program or would like to listen to one again, you'll find all our broadcasts archived at the website too. You can listen to them anytime and from anywhere. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week, right here on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio.